100% locally made.
Live across Newcastle.
This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to us. Happy election day to the US people.
Oh, my God. Yes, that is huge. I mean, it'll all be playing out from later this morning.
Yes.
And it could be a while, but I have a feeling it's going to be a quicker decision this time.
Because it's just so tight this time around, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's what they're predicting. Mm. There's a lot of unknowns, though, and that is what is going to be so fascinating about it. Mm. This morning, though, there will be a lot of happy Novocastrians because that Melbourne Cup horse with Knight in the name won. And you know heaps of Newcastle people just, that one!
Yeah, I was saying that last night.
Yeah.
I was like to Mum and Dad, yeah, guys. I predicted it. I mentioned it on the show yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So
I should have bet on it.
You should have.
Damn it.
You should have. You should have put all of your money on it.
I don't gamble.
Oh, well, then that's probably
I'm trying
not,
to be responsible.
Not your area. And anyway, gamble responsibly.
That's exactly
or
right.
Or put all your money on it. On one horse.
Did you watch the cup at all yesterday afternoon? Because we weren't here, obviously. We finished up for the day.
I had something else on. I couldn't.
I was like, nah, not bothering.
I mean, yeah, if I didn't have money in it, it's not so exciting, or an event to go to or whatever.
Yeah.
Then whatever. Next time. You know, it is fun when you go to a cool event at a pub or whatever, but just didn't match up with my schedule.
Yeah, fair enough. We're all busy.
That's it. A lot of people did enjoy it, though.
Yeah, a few sore heads this morning, maybe.
No doubt. People are getting up this morning going, oh, why did I have so many beers?
Yeah, they were taking champagne today off. Mm.
Yeah, you know, some people doing that as well, and good on you. Enjoy your day off. Mm-hmm. Why are you up this early listening?
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, so yesterday I saw one of the great Aldi moments just in Mayfield.
Okay, what was this moment?
Well, it's a moment that you probably have seen yourself in a way. Mm. This lady, she gets her stuff at the checkout. Mm-hmm. Do you want any bags? She's like, no. Nah.
Okay. She's going to like haul it out in her arms.
She's
going to
haul it out in her arms, right?
Yeah, I've done that.
And she drops a ripe avocado and a ripe tomato.
No. Did it go splat? And
they didn't splat, but you saw them both get a big flat side.
Ooh.
And what was, like, it's funny. Let's just face it.
Yeah.
She drops the avocado, right, and going to try and catch it, she drops the tomato.
That's just a bad afternoon, isn't it? The poor lady.
And she's looking around, everyone's watching her going, should have got a bag, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
Nobody says anything.
Don't skimp on the bags at Aldi.
And she just, like, picks it up and then re-drops the avocado as well.
Says herself right.
Oh, you know.
You have to bring a bag to Aldi. You learn the hard way.
Buy one. You would have saved yourself.
Either.
Mm. Yeah, either way, it would have been a better situation than that.
And now you have a sad avocado. Good job.
It's so bruised. It's irreparable damage.
Oh.
And a tomato goes so soft as well. It's like a big one.
Yeah.
And you could tell that it was just both of them were ruined.
It's like my body at the end of any day. I bump myself so many times on tables and doors. I've got bruises all over me.
You should get that checked,
yeah,
I
probably
think. I think that needs to be checked.
William says I have low iron. That's my boyfriend.
Yeah. It could be.
He's like, I think you got low iron. Maybe I need to get some steak into you. I'm like, I don't like steak. Anyway.
Yeah, iron tablets or get yourself a cast iron frying pan and cook in that.
Yeah, I'll just get the pills.
There you go. Easier. They taste really bad though. So keep that in mind.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We now have an update on the great 22-ton cheddar cheese robbery of a specialty store over in the UK.
This was such a weird story. From memory, and correct me if I'm wrong,
yep,
they sold all this really high-end cheese.
Yep.
And people dressed up as like delivery pickup people from another company and said, we're coming, we're here to collect all the cheese. And they went, oh yeah, here it all is. And they just took it away.
Yes.
And then they ran off with it.
So it's all fraud. So a some people who claim to be from a French supermarket actually placed an order a little while ago at Neal's Yard Dairy in London, basically for 22 tons of cheddar, which was one of the largest orders that that little dairy had ever received. Now
they were excited about it. Oh, here we go. We're going to sell heaps of cheese.
Yeah, to the point of they didn't go bankrupt, but they were, like, sold out, basically. They, you know, bought them out dry.
Okay.
So, basically, they owed, in Australian dollars, $588,000.85. Sorry, 85.
Okay.
So, that's about 300,000 British pounds.
That's so much cheese at wholesale rates as well.
Yep. But they were so excited, okay? So, this dairy was like, look, we have specialty cheeses and... You know, this company...
A French supermarket's got in touch. Yeah,
you know, because, like, the UK people, they're just like, oh, the French, they want something to do with us. Ooh la la, this is so amazing. Like, look at us go, we're doing well. Well, the cloth-bound cheeses still haven't been found. However, we do have an arrest.
Ooh, interesting. So the cops have got someone in cuffs.
That's it. A 63-year-old man has since been arrested on suspicion of fraud by false representation and handling of stolen goods.
Oh, so this old duffer, 63, what's he doing out there trying to steal?
Don't know.
He should be getting close to pension age.
Well, this is the thing. So
maybe he just loves cheese.
Maybe he does. there are thoughts that he has sold it into, you know, Russia and the Middle East because they don't ask questions like every other country does.
Right.
So they've probably just sold it into these weird markets on the black market.
Seems like it because they obviously know where he lives and there wasn't, you know, $300,000 worth of cheese in his fridge.
Mm.
So they've gone, well, it's somewhere else. He sold it. He's gotten the money and, ran, but not far enough.
Yeah, and look, to be honest, you're not going to track the cheese because odds are it's already in someone's gullet.
That's right. Somebody's eaten it already. That stuff has disappeared.
UFM. The Novos.
Foster's beer, if you don't even know what it is, which it was you, right? It was this beer that was massive in the 80s. The logo is sort of like the red F with a gold ring around it sort of like a blue Australian flag-ish sort of stuff in the background. Blue with the Southern Cross as a jumping kangaroo, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, so Aussie. Well, look, I've just literally had a gaze at the photo of the logo.
Do you recognise that all as a Gen Z?
Not at all.
Yeah.
You know what? I've heard of the brand. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But, like, that logo and the label is so, like, in your face.
Yeah, you would note it. Know if you knew it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so just a bit of background info. It was massive in the 80s.
Okay. Is it kind of like a Han type of, like, or a 4X, like, popularity? Like, what is
it? It was in the 80s.
Okay.
Okay, it was pretty big in the 80s. Very, very well advertised. Here's a little bit of one of the ads from the late 80s.
Now to speak Australian. Beer. Foster's, Australian for beer.
Oof, right? That's Aussie.
Yeah, Aussie. Very Aussie, right? But then about... In the, I guess, 90s to the 2000s, it really started to fade out. By the 2000 Olympics, that was it. It was gone.
Why is this?
It just wasn't popular here.
Oh.
It really dived in popularity.
That's
However, overseas, it had this whole other life. So in the UK, it still is, absolutely massive because people think it's like an Aussie beer. And an iconic Aussie beer.
It's exotic to them.
It is exotic and they drink a lot of it. Now, recently, last few years of it, you couldn't even buy it in Australia. It was like a special order and it would be like brought in from England where they're making it, right?
Wow, okay.
So odd, right? But recently, the last couple of months, I think there's going to be a bit of a Foster's return.
To our country. How so?
First clue I've seen, I think it was like Uncle Rico or one of these like hipster clothing companies.
Okay.
Has started releasing all his Foster's merch. So they had like retro, you know, Foster's caps, singlets, all like stubby coolers, all this sort of stuff. That was clue number one.
And so you think it's like a walking advertisement?
Well, yeah, I think it's like they've started with this like stealth advertising.
Okay.
Clue number two is I've actually seen some in a Dan Murphy's.
Huh?
There were a couple of cases, not a lot. They hadn't like stocked up. there are a couple of cases in a Dan Murphy's.
Ooh.
Clue number three, a friend of mine who worked in a Bottle-O has said, like, before you had to actually special order it,
mm-hmm.
and now they are stocking a few cases. So I think that the brands behind it are going, let's start a bit of a viral marketing campaign with, mm-hmm. like, the merch and stuff like that. We'll start, you know, maybe get a few influencers on it, and then suddenly it's going to be everywhere again. I reckon the big ads are coming. I think Foster's is set for a big return.
This could be big if true.
Certainly.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Okay, so I've been shook by a discovery of a new snack.
Now, you are a snack expert.
I am. Yes.
So, tell us about this, because okay. if you're shook, that means this is big news.
Well, I only just saw it as of this morning.
What?
I was watching
okay.
a couple of clips on YouTube and whatever, and I saw it advertised.
Targeted advertising.
That's right. Do you know Biscoff?
Yes,
yeah,
I
like
do.
This, the famous spread. It's delicious. Well, do you know Oreos?
Yeah,
Think of Biscoff. Version of Oreos, but not Oreos.
So is it
it's
Oreo
a cream biscuit.
Branded?
No, it's Lotus Biscoffs. It looks like an Oreo. So it's got like the two biscuits and
yeah.
then sandwiched on like a cream filling.
Now, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I have a feeling that came first.
Really?
This is my, just, I have a, I'm not, I, you know, I might be wrong on this. I thought it was the biscuits first, and then people lost their minds, and they made it into a spread, and people have gone crazy off that. But maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
A bit of a chicken and egg scenario,
yeah.
isn't it? Which came first, the Biscoff biscuits or the Biscoff spread?
Exactly. Well, I was like, you know what? I need to look more into this. And, yeah, Coles and Woolies stock these biscuits. So
really?
Thinking, I've never seen them before, and I must be going mad. So if you've seen them... Then, you know what, you've got your finger on the pulse.
Which came first? You type into Google, which came first, a Biscoff biscuit, and then the next option is, or the egg.
I would say the egg came first.
I think so as well, just instinctively.
That's crazy.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Moving overseas, China.
Oh, yes.
This is where the story
I've
comes
heard
from.
Of them.
Yes, well, here we go. This is quite interesting. I've never seen anything quite like it until I saw the photos. So residents who live in one of the country's largest apartment blocks have their every need catered for, which actually means they never have to step foot outside of their home ever again.
So what is that? What sort of things do they have there? Like, is this services? Like, you know, some flashy apartment blocks in Newcastle, they got like a swimming pool.
Well, that
and a
is
gym
one feature.
Even.
That is another feature that they have.
Right.
So think about it. If you're like living in a suburb, what do you look for? You look for food,
local shops,
entertainment,
yeah, coffee shop,
yeah, health yeah. stuff, whatever. Well, apparently, a string of up-and-coming restaurants, as well as an entertainment quarter, which consists of bowling alleys, karaoke bars, late-night pizza joints to satisfy the cravings. This is all included in this massive, massive apartment block over in China.
Right. So all your entertainment needs are there. Fitness and health, everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, this apartment actually stands 675 feet tall and offers 260,000 square meters of space.
Wow.
So it's called the Regent International. It has also a food court, barbershops, nail salons, swimming pools, like you said, internet cafes, and even medium-sized supermarkets.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
You're doing great to internet cafes. We're not in 1996. You don't need that anymore.
So basically it has Wi-Fi and a coffee shop.
Oh, I see.
Great.
Right.
No, that's fine.
It's not like imagining all the old desktop computers in one room with the aircon on. How ridiculous.
It's a fantastic idea, you need to leave the building.
Well, here's the thing, right? It is great for the environment because you're not wasting money and time and energy on travel.
Mm.
You just, like, walk everywhere. It's kind of cool. It's kind of like that idea they had in Saudi Arabia, the line, like one big city all in one place.
Yeah, but I feel like you're not doing as much walking as what you could be because right. you've still got to travel up and down elevators.
Sure, sure, sure.
Because very, very tall.
Right, yeah, of course. A lot of more height than length sort of thing. What are your thoughts on having one here locally in Newcastle?
I think it'd be good, except we have a supermarket niche, like literally in every suburb, so we technically don't need it.
No, but the idea is you don't even leave your building. Mm. You don't have a car, nothing. You got like a Woolies, a Coles, Anytime Fitness or other brands of fitness.
Mm.
Funeral home, so you don't even have to leave until
funeral home.
Right at the very end.
Look, if I'm living in a big apartment block, I do have some Newcastle necessities.
Rudge's Corner, it's got to be in there.
Has to be in there, yep, some multicultural foods. So how about a Praise Joe's? That's my favourite coffee shop and they have the best toasties.
They've got to have one in there.
Yep, there you go. They have to have an Aldi and a Harris Farm.
Tyres Hill Cellars.
Yeah, oh.
That means they have to build it in Tyres Hill. I don't know. There's not enough room there, I don't think.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
This is a bit of a PSA, a warning.
Oh.
So, this I can't believe it's anecdotal evidence, but around Callaghan campus.
University of Newcastle.
University of Newcastle, in our own backyards.
Represent.
Parking officers are out in force at the moment because it's around exam time. Now,
come off it.
See, this to me just stinks of unfairness because...
Yeah, it does. That's not very Novocastrian of them, is
exactly.
it?
A lot of exams are long. Sometimes they're 3 hours or maybe 3 hours plus you got to stand in line, that bit where you sign in and everything first.
There's some admin involved.
And then you might dawdle out afterwards talking to your classmates about, oh, you know, what did you find this question or whatever. And then suddenly, you know, nearly 4 hours has passed and you're well overstayed your parking and you've got a fine. And it just doesn't feel sit right with me. I think during exam time, there should be like an exemption. I think there should be...
I agree.
I think during that time, because the whole point of a university is for students to, you know, learn and then do well in exams so they can get on with their lives and become productive members of society.
Look, as a former uni student, the last thing that you need in your life is extra stress and extra pressure. And worrying about a parking ticket should not be anywhere in your mind.
That's right. On exam day, you should roll in, you get like a, this is how I think it should be. You roll in, you have an E-sticker that you put on your car.
A little card or something?
E for exam/exemption.
Yes.
And you get like 4.5 hours parking for free.
Mm, and you only get them from like your course tutors or something.
That's when they're
like
dated or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And so that people aren't, you know, scamming the system or whatever. Yeah. And everyone knows when the exam period is, including the parking officers. And they go, oh, exemption, exam time, no worries. Not this predatory running around finding people because it's exam time. Now, we were just doing a bit of Googling about this.
Yes.
Because you used to go to University of Newcastle, Callaghan campus.
That is my alma mater.
And there are some things that you have realised that were there that were not there when you were there.
Well, first and foremost, I do want to give some uni students a little bit of advice as well. If you are getting stung by these parking tickets and whatnot, don't park inside the campus if you can avoid it. Around near Jesmond Shopping Centre, up near Wilkinson Avenue and such, there is some free parking around there. So go and get yourself a spot.
But you got to be heaps early. Like if you're running late, you've been studying all night.
Not always.
No, I mean, because you've got to walk through then.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not too far. Anyway, stretch your legs. some things that I've noticed that weren't on my campus at the time when I was studying include a kebab shop. Hussey's Kebabs, it's called. I'm just looking at it right now.
I love Hussey's.
I don't think you can say that on air, Creepo.
Oh, Hussey's Kebabs? What's wrong with saying that?
All right. Anyway, it looks delightful, and I don't know why this wasn't around. It's got 5-star reviews.
Yeah, of course. Everyone loves Hussey's.
Oh, my God.
And what else is going on there?
Well...
The other thing you mentioned, and I've got to bring this up.
Yeah.
Gloria Jeans.
I don't know if it's still there, but God, I miss it. It was in the Shortland building in the cafeteria there. Oh, my God. It overlooked the courtyard.
I'm sorry. You're on a very short list of people who miss Gloria Jeans.
What? Oh, hey, when I was studying at UON, their line was nearly out the door.
What,
it was
were there
such
no other coffee
shop.
Shops, was it?
No, I think there were a couple. They had some coffee carts, which were also very popular. Sure. But Gloria Jeans took the cake.
Oh, they had cake there. Heaps of squishy, like over-moist banana cake.
No, like they had like Gloria frappe Jean. Things.
Oh,
and
Gloria Jeans
and...
is a massive no. That's why there's hardly any of them left.
Nah, Gloria Jeans was elite.
Yeah, in the 90s, the
Excuse
early 90s.
Me? How old do you think I am?
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So it's Wednesday. Wednesday
Certainly
night
is
Will's night. So this is when I get to go over and stay with my partner for the evening,
you
which
get
is
your
lovely.
Permission slip signed.
From
and
who?
Off you go.
I don't bloody know. Anyway, so which also means that so I go over there and we just chill out for the night, just spend some quality time. So he rang me last night and we're having a chat anyway, and he's like, so tomorrow night, you know what we should do? I said, what's that? And he goes, so the little freebie Lego set that I got with one of my purchases, it was like some deal, I don't know. It's like this little set that looks yeah. like a library and a person reading and whatever.
Okay.
It's only like 100 pieces, not
sure.
even. He's like, let's build that. And I'm like, okay.
What a cute date.
Yeah.
For like a kid. What are you talking about? Do something. Do a proper date.
We can't afford to do a proper date. But
yeah, but you can do one for free. You know, a picnic on a romantic spot.
I'm not doing a picnic. I don't like picnics. Picnics are for chumps.
Okay, well, get him to take you out to a flashy restaurant
nah,
then. Spend his
can't
money.
Can't afford that either. So, looks like we're doing Lego tonight.
Oh,
yay.
I'll watch a movie on the couch.
Oh,
anything
but much
Lego.
Much rather watch a movie.
Oh, my
but
God.
You know what? You know what I said in response to him?
Yeah,
I said, sure, that sounds great, babe. Because you know what? He thought of something to do, and I'm going to go along with it, and I support him. So.
Isn't a small little Lego set, though, like 5 minutes? Just bang, 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 put it together?
Do you not know that I'm absolutely useless with Lego
yeah,
and building
surely
things?
Surely he's the one doing it. You're not the one obsessed with it,
no,
are you?
No, he'll give me a piece to do, and he'll have a piece
oh,
to do. And oh, look, it's something we're trying to
worse.
Do together. We're trying to do stuff together.
Oof, good luck.
That'll do. That'll do. I just want to watch a movie and go to sleep.
Coming up next. Oh, my God. Good luck with all of that.
Okay.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Do you guys, do you remember, rather, Tiger King? It was such a big phenomenon during COVID,
it
right?
It was really strange.
It was definitely strange. It was, of course, the tale of the Tiger King himself versus Carol Baskin, who was this other Tiger Queen of sorts.
Yeah.
There was love. There was potential murder.
Oh, my gosh.
It was intrigue. And, of course, tigers. Then there was this massive song which just became like a part of all of culture for a minute.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked her.
Oh.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed them to tigers, they snack it. What's happening?
The whole thing was weird. It was massive on TikTok. It was just, the whole thing was very, very strange.
It took over social media. You couldn't escape it.
That's right. Now, things have changed a little bit. The Tiger King star Joe Exotic ended up in prison.
What a name, just by the way. But yes,
Joe
in prison.
Exotic. I don't think it was his. He was born with that name. But
Probably
anyway, in the past, he has been married in an unofficial marriage.
Okay.
But now he plans to get married. So he's 61 years of age. He plans to get married to someone who is 33.
Ooh, pretty much half the age. Okay, that's a big gap.
That is a big gap, right? I think it's 27 years or so.
You have nothing in common, really.
Well, that's a big thing. I wouldn't have thought, but apparently that, you know, they're getting along very well.
Well, they do say opposites and odds attract, I guess.
That is something that is said along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange, though, when the age gap is that big, I often think, yeah, how much can you have in common? Will you have seen any of the same movies?
Mm.
Will either of you understand what this song is?
Carol Baskin
you're not going to the doctors for the same reason, though, are you?
Well, let's face it, that is certainly true. So many differences. With nearly 30-year age gap, that's an extreme. But here's what I wanted to do. 4967-4105. Do you know somebody who's in an age gap relationship?
Brilliant.
Has it worked or not worked?
Mm.
Or maybe it was you. You want to dob yourself in or, you know, family, friend, whatever.
Interesting. So age gaps, they could be under a different realm of numbers. So, for example, my parents are 7 years apart.
Okay.
My partner and I, 2 years apart.
I would say they're not. I wouldn't count those.
They're not big enough, are they?
I would say 10 years and more would count. 10 years and more would count as an age gap relationship.
Okay, there we go.
If you've got one, if you've got a story, 4967-4105. Has it worked out, or did it fail, or what were some of the weird things that happened along the way?
Give us any detail.
That's right.
Let's go to Scott in Blackalls Park. Good morning, Scott. What's your story?
Yeah, so I met my ex-partner when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
She was 34 at the time. That's when we first got together, so 15 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
And then we got married when I was 20, and then now we're divorced at 22, so she's 37.
Wow.
Jeez, what caused the divorce? Was it differences in age, do you think, or other things?
It was definitely other things that she was doing, so.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
But I've got a new partner now. She's 34, so we're 12 years difference.
So you like the older ladies, basically.
They're more mature.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, right. And it's because your new partner, you guys are going well?
Yeah, my new partner and I are going well. I get along with her kids. Like, we're very close, and she gets along with mine, so it sort of works out.
That's how awesome. Good is that? Like, you know what? The main thing is that you've found a new love in your life.
Yeah.
And it's doing well.
And around the similar age as the ex as well. Well, he likes the older ladies.
You like what you like.
That's
and
it.
You know what? When it comes to love, that's one of the few areas you can discriminate in any way you like.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's still allowed. All right, Joe in Wood Rising, what's your story?
Hi, I have a very dear friend who is with a 53 and she's 30.
Ooh.
Now that's a big age gap.
Yeah.
Wow. And they've been together for 5 years.
Wow, yeah. They're going strong too. I wonder what they have in common. Like, what was their common ground that brought them together?
Good question.
Yeah.
I don't really know, but they have a baby, so they're very happy.
Oh, that's great. Oh, you know what? I love when a good feel-good story turns out.
Yeah, that's doing so well by the sounds of things. Mm. Was it a weird adjustment period at the start for you? Like, was it weird for you to go see them, or what was the situation like there?
Yeah, no, it's still weird, like, 5 years down the track. That's a huge, huge age difference.
Yeah, that's right. There's so many differences, I guess, in their lives and stuff. But as a friend, you just got to support them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do. But, yeah, no, they got an almost three-year-old baby. And, yeah, I'm happy for both of them, but I just find it very...
You're very happy for them, but you still find it strange.
Yeah. And that's okay.
And thanks for sharing, Joe. And it just shows, doesn't it? You know, sometimes age is just a number.
In this case, it definitely is.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, Lowest Deluxe is where we give you three things, usually from local shops around our area.
Correct.
And you've just got to put them in order from cheapest, middle, most expensive. You don't have to name the price. It's not that hard.
Mm-mm.
All you got to do is just put them in order. All right, let's meet our contestant for this morning. In Mark's Point, it's Lindell. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, really good.
Better hearing your voice. So chirpy for a Wednesday. I love it. Good vibes.
Awesome. Great day.
Yeah, did you do anything for Cup Day yesterday?
Mm.
We had a massive day. I work at Noah's on the Beach. I'm the event coordinator.
Oh, my God. You would have been a busy gal.
Yes.
It was. We had over 200 people, and it was... Great success.
Oh, good stuff.
Great success. I have to ask Lindell, did you actually get dressed up, put a fascinator on and everything?
I did.
Yep.
I still worked, But yeah.
Yeah, you were doing a lot behind the scenes.
Yeah,
so
that's okay.
Still good.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get into this. You've got to get three things here. You've got to put them in the right order, cheapest to most expensive. You good to go?
No dramas. Let's go.
All right. Item number one from the Adamstown Bowling Club, the Rinks Bistro, we've got a vegan burger.
Oh.
Who'd order that? Not me. Am I right?
Yeah, not me.
Yeah. item number two, you've got a two-pack of Kong puppy toys from Pet Barn at Islington.
These are very good toys, these ones.
Yeah, they're the really tough ones.
Yes.
Like, they can chew them and chew them and chew them, and they never break, right?
Okay.
And item number three from Woolworths at Katara, the St. Dalfour raspberry jam.
Oh.
It's the one that's like in a real slim jar with that like green label.
Kind of fancy but tasty.
Mm. Okay, and that's on special at the moment. Save $1. There's a little hint for you. So just to review, you've got the vegan burger from the Adamstown Bowling Club. You've got the two-pack of Kong puppy toys. And you've got the raspberry jam, 284 gram.
Okay.
What's the cheapest?
We'll go with the jam, the vegan burger, and then the puppy toys.
That's the order I would have done too, actually.
Decisive. Ari's got no idea. No. I'll put this together this morning. All right. The jam comes in at $4.70.
Not bad.
On special.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you had the vegan burger from the Adamstown Bowling Club.
Mm-hmm.
Perf, who'd order that? It looks like much better things on the menu.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Hey, that's the game.
Okay.
That comes in at $19.
Oh, okay, still in it, Linda.
You certainly are. You need the two-pack of Kong puppy toys from Pet Barn Islington to be more than that. And good news, they are. They're $23.98.
Yes!
Good job!
Well done!
You have done well on Cup Day, and now you're a winner today and a local winner at that. Congratulations, you've done Mark's Point proud. Well done.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, the Royals, everyone knows that they're rich. You know, they live in palaces and they, you know, drive flashy cars and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they're the fancy people.
Exactly right. But the details as to how they make their money is what is the, I guess, subject of this new documentary that's just been released in the UK.
Okay.
And there's some of these details are so, so fascinating. So not only do they, I guess, they earn money just from the public who, like, give money or they get money from, like, the tax system or whatever.
Oh, still?
Yeah, they still get taxpayer money for various stuff,
right? God knows what.
Yeah, and they do, I guess, in a way, provide value in terms of, like, tourism and stuff like that.
Mm.
People go and see Buckingham Palace. They spend a lot of money in England.
Mm.
The public does win in that way.
They buy merchandise like their faces on a plate.
Sure, exactly. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And the plate seller makes a couple of bucks, happy days.
Sure.
But what people didn't realise is how much money is being made from other ways.
See, I don't know anything about this, so enlighten me.
Okay, so I'm going to put some fancy music behind so it makes it feel fancier in terms of how they're making money, right?
Yeah.
So the NHS, which is like their Medicare, right? They are being charged £11 million in rent to store a fleet of ambulances at one of their warehouses. Like, so the king owns this warehouse.
Okay.
And the NHS were like, oh, that's perfect for our ambulances, like the Medicare.
So they thought they'd rent it out for their vehicles.
Yeah, they go, oh, rent that out.
Wow.
£11 million in rent. That's over $20 million in rent.
You're kidding.
Doesn't feel right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't feel right. Okay, land and properties owned by the king are also rented out to schools, mining companies, and big businesses.
There you go. There's the moolah.
There's a lot of money in that, right?
Okay.
On and on it goes. They've made it at least £22 million in rent from charities over the last 19 years. Sometimes he'll also be the patron of that charity.
Okay.
So he's like, he's the figurehead of the charity, and then he's getting roughly £1 million a year in rent.
Wow.
That doesn't feel right either.
So what it sounds like to me is their ancestors, yeah, okay, so they had
we own everything,
the monarchy.
We the king.
Yeah, that's right. So because of all of their land that they owned from the past, now they've just inherited the ownership, hence why they have rent, hence why they have an income, never have to work again.
Well, all of that. On and on it goes. So they're also renting out homes, right? They've got all these houses all around the country.
Right, on the properties, yeah.
Yeah, so they rent those out, I guess, to the public. The tenants, though, big problems with mold because none of them meet any of the minimum energy efficiency standards.
Oh.
So how is that fair? If you're the king, you should at least put, you know, a fresh lick of paint around the place so that it doesn't not molded while the tenants are in there. That's the minimum you can do as landlord.
Yeah, that's filthy.
That is no good. How about this? Prince William, who tomorrow heads to South Africa for his Eco Earthshot Prize, has allowed a controversial mining company to drill on their land.
Oh, on and more on money it, for William.
On and on it goes, right? It found that the king imposes levies, that like money, for the right to cross rivers, dump waste, offload cargo onto the shore, even run cables under a beach, operate lifeboats, and even to dig graves. So they've got like land that the grave sites are on. They're getting money from that.
Anything that they can do to make a buck.
Total asset pool is around £550 million that we know of.
And this is why they still have the golden carriage.
They certainly do. And you know that thing's made of real gold, pure gold.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting that found like cashies or whatever. This is a pretty fancy bit of kit.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid.
Good morning. My name is Lucy Graham. I'm 11 years old in Year 5 at Stockton Public School and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is warm and cloudy, tops of 30 degrees. Right now in Rankin Park, it's 20 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, wow.
Well done,
well
Lucy.
Done. Now, I've been given a little note here that says that you're actually preparing for a speech for school captain.
Yeah.
So, vote one Lucy is my top tip there. You are well ready in terms of your public speaking. That was such a great read. Congratulations.
Yeah, good confidence, good projection. You're doing really, really well.
When's the, I mean, I know there's an election on today, but when's your election happening?
Monday.
Oh, okay.
That's very soon.
Very soon. Yeah. Vote one Lucy. There's the top tip right there.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations, Lucy. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party and play unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open out Charlestown and Green Hills. Yeah, I can't even speak. Kidsworldplay.com.au is where you can go to find out more information. If you want to be our next with a Whiz Kid as well and read the weather for us on air next week, get on it now at newfm.com.au. Well done, Lucy. You've done better than me.
There we go. Fantastic. Now, briefly as well, I realise that you're very into netball.
Mm.
What position do you play in netball?
Mainly goal shooter and goal attack.
Yeah, and what team are you playing for?
North.
Yeah, how are they going?
Well, the season hasn't started yet.
So you're in the preparation phase soon? Yeah, nice.
Pre-season, they call that, yeah. Crevo.
Oh, right.
sorry.
I haven't played netball in a long time. Well, good luck to North, up North, and good luck for Monday. Hopefully you can become the next school captain. I think you're very deserving. Thanks for coming on the show.
New FM. The Novos.
In case you missed it, yesterday was the big dance for 2024. I'm talking about the Melbourne Cup at Flemington Racecourse. It was another big year, of course. All the fashion,
yeah.
All the drinking, the punting, the good times were had, of course.
No
there was
doubt.
A lot of people stumbling home,
oof.
That's for sure.
It was live on UFM too.
Yes, it was.
As
we
it
did
always
play
is.
It.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, Knight's Choice was the horse that won the Melbourne Cup. It was an amazing triumph, in fact. And Warp Speed came in second, Akita Sushi in third, Zardozi in fourth. So there was a couple of upsets. A lot of non-favourites came in the top lot.
Yeah, well, then you know, and a lot of Novocastrians would have been pretty celebratory with Knight's Choice coming at top.
Yeah. Oh.
A lot of people just pick by name on the day.
They do, yeah. Sometimes they pick on, you know, if they see at the, is it the warm-up circle?
Yeah.
Or whatever they do, they go, oh, okay, that horse looks like it's got a bit of a limp or a bit of a twitch or something. That horse looks stronger. They might pick on look, and that's fine. But We're not actually here to talk about the horse racing.
No.
We're going to talk about all the other things in between the race. So I'm talking about the mishaps for Melbourne Cup. You could have been watching at the pub.
Yeah.
You could have been at home watching. You could have actually been on the racetrack yourself.
Yeah.
We want to see on 4967 4105 your Melbourne Cup mishaps. What happened yesterday?
It could be yesterday, or maybe it was a cup day in the past.
Yep.
So I've got two that come to mind.
Go.
For a few years, I went to like these work events that were quite big. Let's just call it that. This is years ago.
Okay.
And the same guy, both years, 2 years in a row, big mishaps. So mishap number one, and this was absolutely stunning. It was raining, rainy day, and we were walking from where we had the venue, like the first, like the main venue, to a pub afterwards.
Okay, right.
So, and on the raining, he'd worn shoes he wouldn't normally wear, you know, a bit slippery.
Oh, no.
And he actually slipped and fell in a ditch. Covered in mud.
Oh, no.
And it's nothing more. It was like something out of a cartoon.
Yeah.
Covered in mud. Everyone, of course, so
was in very, stitches.
In stitches.
Great.
Classic.
Yeah.
Second year in a row, and it was him again, right? The same bloke. I'm not going to name names. So this time we did get to, well, I forget, it was a different venue from memory, probably because he was too rowdy on the last one.
Ooh.
On the dance floor, split his pants. same bloke. After that, I'm like, go home early next time. You are not deserving of this.
That's hilarious.
Melbourne Cup mishaps.
There's always something that happens or something that you see.
That's another thing as well, because sometimes maybe you've been sensible, but you've seen other people who have been less sensible.
Mm.
And it can happen any time, any place. Like I said, maybe it was one from the past that's legendary, burnt into your memory. In Aberglasslyn, Selena, what's your story?
My story is I was being funny one day and I bought one of those, you know, like tall horses, like a kid's one.
Yeah.
I was looking there of a cap. And I dressed him up real sexy. He was going to, you know, he's a winning number.
Yeah.
But then I had my beautiful, happy horse. Anyway, I had him next to the table. Anyway, this witch of a woman, she comes past, she knocks off my horse and starts walking off, right, because I was at the TAB that. So then I tapped her on the side and I said, hey, mate, that's my horse. And she goes, oh, I just thought he was sitting there, you could have him. I said, you don't come to Melbourne Cup and get a free horse. So then anyway, we're having a tug of war, anyway, to the point that I lost my hat. And I decorated nice, and I said to her, if you don't give me back my horse, I'm going to hit you with my horse.
Oh, my God.
Either way, I'm going to get it back. And she was just like, she goes, oh, well, you don't really need it. Can't you give it to me?
What?
I said, what do you think? I'm a charity.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give away horses as I come to a Melbourne Cup.
Okay, question, Selena. Did you get kicked out of the TAB?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, because the thing is, I was smart enough to drag her around the corner while I grabbed her horse.
And all's well that ends well.
In love and tug of war.
What a story.
Okay, wrapping it up with Darren in Wallsend. What is your Melbourne Cup mishap?
My father was hosting a Melbourne Cup day at Colloba Bowling Club.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd go up and give him a hand and dressed up as a lady bowler for the day and ended up hosting it the day in a lady bowling outfit.
Oh, my God. So you went in a ladies bowling outfit.
Yes.
That in itself is a mishap, but the tug of war at the TAB was much more amazing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Okay, so I've been in conversation with one of my mates this week. They sent me a text and was like, hey, just a quick question, Ari.
Hmm.
Are you going to be participating in this Sparkhelmore City Triathlon? So this is at the Newcastle foreshore this Sunday.
Now, you're a big runner, aren't you?
I love to run. I have for quite a few years now. And I love to swim as well. I'm a strong swimmer. But the thing about triathlons is part of the leg of the race is you've got to cycle.
Yes.
Now, I can't ride a bike.
At all.
Well, I mean, I can get on it. I could probably go for a couple of metres and then I'm just like, no, I'm going to fall off. Can't bicycle properly.
Well, first of all, calling it bicycle is very strange and really does indicate that you may not understand. Have you never learnt to ride a bike?
Yes, I have. In fact, I purchased a bike when I was living in Mudgee a couple of years ago, just so I could scoot around town because it was a very small town. So I was like, I don't need my car. I can just cycle everywhere. Lasted about a month. I'm like, not having it. I'll just walk. My legs work fine.
When you bought this bike or bicycle, as you call it, in Mudgee.
Bicycle.
Did it have two little wheels, like one on each side of the back wheel?
Are you trying to say that I need training wheels?
I'm asking the question if you use training wheels. Did you or did you not use training wheels in Mudgee?
I did not.
What age?
I did not, and I swear by that.
Okay.
I used to when I was like 6 years old. That's fine.
26?
No.
I'm still not convinced you didn't use and still don't use training wheels.
Don't, because I can't ride a bicycle properly.
It's not called a bicycle.
Anyway, so long story short, I will not be participating in the triathlon at Newcastle Foreshore this Sunday.
They don't allow training wheels.
No, I just can't ride a bike properly. I'm not good at it. I'm good at running and swimming. I just can't do anything else.
You just can't ride a bicycle.
No, it's just the way it is.
I can't even.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Over in Perth at the moment, they are using this new type of plate. Now, what I mean by that is you got your L plates, you got your P plates, green and red, all of that as normal.
Sure.
But they also have this plate, which is an E plate.
Is this like an electronic plate?
No.
Okay.
It looks exactly like an L plate, black writing on a yellow background.
Okay.
But instead of a capital L, they have a capital E.
So what does it stand for exactly?
Great question. Glad you asked. So they're issuing these plates, the E plates, to people that have lost their license due to bad driving.
Okay.
And then have to, but get it back for, limited purposes. So, for example, the judge might go, well, you do need to take your kids to school each morning. Mm. You can drive from home to school.
Okay.
But you need to use an E-plate so people know you're a bad driver.
This is just naming and shaming, isn't it?
It stands for extraordinary license, which is what the official term, but really, it's embarrassment.
It doesn't mean embarrassment. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything good at all.
So you see an E-plate, you give them a bit of space, right? And I think we should have E-plates here in Newcastle, but it should be just for bad drivers.
In general.
Yeah, if people determine you're a bad driver, you should get an E-plate. Or you can self-determine, I reckon.
If you're stuck behind a bad driver, for example, on the Link Road, and then you just follow them.
Yeah.
If they pull over the side of the road and you just walk up to them and just slap it on their car and be like, this is what you deserve to be.
Or self-nominating. I mean, I'm going to say it. My auntie in America, bad driver. She should have an E-plate if she ever drives here. Well, when she visits, she does.
Dobbing a family member.
Yep. She should have an E-plate. Even she, I reckon, would go, yeah, put it on. Some people just admit and know they're not great drivers. Mm-hmm. Get an E-plate on their cars. I think the place you'd see and be most careful of the E-plates, I've got the top local nominated spots.
Yep.
Nine Ways at Broadmeadow. The confusion in and around that, is this a slip lane? Do I need to turn here?
Yep.
If you see an E-plate and they're at Nine Ways, you go, you know they're confused.
Yes.
So you just give them time and space and stay a couple of cars lengths back, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other one, the updated or slash being updated roundabout at Wall's End slash Jesmond.
Oh, mate. Don't even get me started.
Every time you go there, it's a different way. If you see an E-plate in front, you go, whoa, I'm going to give them room.
All the room,
yes. Right? The other one is the four-way stops. Hamilton, there's heaps of them. And over towards Merriweather in the flat bit of Hamilton there.
Yep.
They are absolutely everywhere. You see an E-plate, you go, mate, you just go first, even though it's not your turn. Just go. Just get through your thing so I can safely move through this situation.
I'm saving my bumper bar.
Please, please.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
For this story, we turn to my local area of Cameron Park in Lake Macquarie, okay? Now, I have two sounds to give you to start off this story. Are you ready?
Sure.
That is the snake called Michael Jackson. It has been found in Cameron Park.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Okay, this is my story. Red-bellied black snake, quite dangerous.
Yeah, sure. If they bite you, getting either very sick, possibly die, but as an adult, probably very, very sick, unwell, effects could last months.
Right. Well, This is still a feel-good story because his name is Michael Jackson. Okay.
I love this. A snake called, a red-bellied black snake called Michael Jackson.
Get out, girl! Okay, so this Michael Jackson snake became the target recently of an almost three-week surveillance operation in the front lawn battleground of someone's house in Cameron Park. The name, the resident, is called James Bonning. So 3 weeks it took to, between him and a snake catcher to be able to weasel this Michael Jackson snake out of his retaining wall.
So he's living in the retaining wall and he's like, yep. I love living in James Bonning's retaining wall.
Yeah, that's
it. First of all, it's very convenient. I already live here and I like that it's annoying James.
Pretty much. So, three trap prototypes and a lot of patience later.
Three traps.
They were able to bag the uninvited visitor of the Jackson name with the help of these rescue reptile rescuers, whatever they're called.
Yeah, snake catchers, essentially.
Yeah, well, apparently the snake was living well inside the wall, a good 3 to 4 feet deep inside it. So it's a big wall.
Yeah, a big retaining wall, and he's gone, this is a brilliant spot. I love it. I love Cameron Park.
I wonder if Michael Jackson has like a brother or a sister, maybe Janet Jackson, the red-bellied black snake or the brown snake, because we have a retaining wall over in Cameron Park. Maybe Janet Jackson's going to start living in my wall.
Well, be careful is all I can say. And you never know if... Just imagine the little snake slithering. And why does he call that? Oh, he keeps slithering backwards so smoothly. It's like he's not even walking. It's absolutely amazing.
And it's like I go out and do my gardening one day. I'm just walking along my cobblestones. And then I hear from the retaining wall, get out, girl!
Watch out. Michael Jackson's moved to your place.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Now, a major event has flown completely under my radar until I just found out just then. So tonight, obviously today's date is November 6th.
Yeah.
Which means Cold Chisel will be at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre tonight from 7 p.m. performing.
Oof, that'll be a great event. Great.
Barnsley is back, baby.
Now, do you know if there's still tickets available or is it just you've just seen this?
No, I've done some research for our punters here. There are no tickets left. Obviously, it was going to be sold out.
Yeah,
I mean,
obviously.
If Jimmy Barnes is coming to Newcastle, everyone's going to want to see him.
Maybe hang out the front, try and buy one off someone.
Maybe just kind of walk around the building a couple of times and try and listen to some of it.
That's a bit of fun. And it's supposed to be decent weather. So, you know.
Go for a walk.
At least a warm evening. That's what I'm seeing on the charts here. So that could be good.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Jimmy Barnes has joined his band again because, obviously, he had a couple of health issues over the past little while.
Yeah. It's been tough for him recently.
Also had a recent hip surgery, so he's been in recovery, but he is back.
He's back. How good. Well, I'm sure that everyone that's got tickets excited for tonight.
Oh, it's
going to
go off.
Yeah, and like I said, probably your best chance if you're desperate is try and hang around because sometimes people have extra ones or, you know, they're... friends couldn't come or something. That's probably your best chance.
Someone's sick.
That kind
selling
of thing.
Them on marketplace.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Good luck.
Yeah.
They'll be tough to get, no doubt.
And have a good time if you are going.
Certainly.
UFM. The Novos.
And it is 8:41, which means it's T minus 1 hour and 19 minutes until the first polls start to close up shop in America.
This is big.
I feel as if there's, I guess, an energy around this election, which is bigger than ever before.
Yeah, I feel like there's also a nervous energy to that as well.
Sure, everyone feels as if they have a lot invested, both in America and around the world.
Yes.
And if you're unaware, I'm a secret American. Well, I'm both. I'm born here and basically Australian, but I get to vote because my parents have American citizenship.
Oh, I bet most people don't know that you bat for both teams, Crovo, in terms of citizenships.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I do bat for both teams.
Yeah.
And when it becomes election day,
yep.
I sort of try and get in the spirit a little bit because there's so much, it unfolds like a big show. It's actually fascinating to watch, both on TV or there's like great YouTube streams of American channels that you can watch it all unfold.
I feel like you can't really help but watch on and just get invested with this. Like, I don't know anything about American politics. Mm. My father knows a little bit about it, but we don't talk about it in our household, yet I'm transfixed by what I'm seeing on TV.
That's right. Every channel pretty much is going to be America Decides.
Correct.
For the next, you know, 12 hours, or it could even be up to days, but likely the big show will happen today. Mm-hmm. So to prepare in the Crevo household, I'm getting home probably, what, 11:30 or so.
Yeah, you're getting your flag out.
Yeah, flag will be there. I've only got a little flag.
But hot dogs.
Yeah, well, you're funny you say that. Okay. So lunch is going to be chicken wings. Very American, right? Some wangs, as they call them.
Yeah.
Spelled W-A-N-G-S, as I can only imagine.
Buffalo wangs.
Right, then we're talking about food, of course. So dinner will be hot dogs or burgers.
Nice.
And it's got to have ketchup, as I call it, and American mustard. Then for drinks, I'm thinking maybe some Bud Light beer.
Oh, big, beer over there, Lone, right?
Obviously, I'm joking. American beer is absolutely awful with no good flavour. I will be drinking beer, just no American beers. They're all terrible.
What about Heineken? Like, that's big in Australia now, and that's American.
I think it's actually from Europe, and it's also pretty average.
I prefer
a local brew from, you know.
Modus.
Exactly, yeah. Something like that.
Great.
I'll also be at home calling things by their American names. Pickup trucks filled up with gas, herbs. They hate using the letter H.
Yeah.
We'll have chips with dinner, but I'll call them French fries just for the day.
Of course.
And then I'll, of course, be playing lots of intense music around the house, right, just to get myself in the mood for what's happening. Poor baby Esme's over there thinking, when's the ABC Kids coming back on? It's not. It's going to be stuff like this for the next 12 hours as I watch the intense showdown that is America Decides 2024.
Oh, my God. Your wife is going to be like, what country are we in, Crevo?
I know. She's going to hate it, but she's got to suffer through this. It's just one day, and good luck to everyone involved is all I'll say.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today.
Happy Wednesday.
Oh, definitely. Before we are, though, we do need to award a prize.
Definitely.
Now, it's a family pass to Oakvale Wildlife Park. They're celebrating big birthday, 45 years, which is fantastic.
Happy birthday.
This is worth like $120.
Yeah, family pass. That's going to Selena in Aberglasslyn, telling us this belter of a story about what happened on a Melbourne Cup day out.
Oh, my God. It involved a tug of war with a hobby horse in a TAB.
Amazing. You can't get better than that.
You cannot, actually. So if you want to hear that full story, of course, check out our podcast.
Yep.
You can do that on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
At the Novos.
That's it. Very simple. We are done for today, though. Woo! Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.